Hello, this is Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, during our last segment, I explained that we submitted a brief to the federal court that presided over a challenge to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's or USDA's effort to force independent cattle producers to use radio frequency identification or RFID ear tags and to register their premises with the government as a condition of allowing cattle producers to exercise their privilege of shipping their adult cattle across state lines. Our brief argued that even though USDA folded after we filed our lawsuit by completely withdrawing their unlawful RFID and premises registration mandate, the case should not be over. Unfortunately, the court disagreed with us and instead agreed that because USDA completely removed the RFID mandate soon after we filed our lawsuit, there is no longer an ongoing controversy for the court to consider, given that USDA had offered written assurances that the RFID mandate was no longer agency policy, that the agency would not implement the provisions of the mandate, and that when it decides to proceed with a future RFID mandate, it would first follow the law by allowing producers an opportunity to provide comments. So that means we won. But it's important to know that this issue runs far deeper than simply an effort by the USDA to help RFID ear tag manufacturers and meatpackers achieve their goal of requiring the live cattle supply chain to track U.S. cattle through electronic means. Here's what's at stake. Anytime the government imposes a costly requirement upon independent U.S. businesses, it has two immediate impacts. First, it raises production costs that may render the U.S. business non-competitive in the global marketplace if the same requirement is not also imposed on the production of imported products. Second, it infringes on the liberties and freedoms that the U.S. Constitution affords U.S. citizens. Because of this second impact, the government cannot take action that erodes the liberty and freedom of U.S. citizens unless two conditions are met. First, Congress must pass a law that authorizes a federal agency to impose costly requirements upon American businesses. Congress typically refrains from granting such authorization to agencies unless it views the authorization essential to preserving public safety, security, and welfare. Second, after Congress acts, the federal agency charged with implementing the new requirement must follow the congressionally passed Administrative Procedures Act that requires the federal agency to provide notice to U.S. citizens of the agency's plan to implement a new requirement, and it must provide the public with sufficient time to provide comments on the agency's proposal. This notice and comment requirement imposed on federal agencies is meaningful. That's because the agencies have a legal duty to consider all important concerns raised by the public and to address those concerns in any final regulation that arises after the notice and comment period. The theory underpinning this process is that agencies are held accountable by the public, and if they proceed in an arbitrary or capricious manner, the public has a right to sue the agency to rein it back in. But in our RFID case, the USDA tried to run roughshod over American citizens. It claims Congress granted it authority to impose new animal identification requirements when Congress authorized the agency to protect the United States from the spread within and the introduction of foreign animal diseases. Now, notwithstanding our firm belief that this is an overreach of USDA's disease control and prevention obligations, the agency clearly overreached when it tried to implement its mandate while completely ignoring its legal obligations to provide citizens with the critically important notice and comment rulemaking process. So at least for now, we defended the liberty and freedom of America's cattle farmers and ranchers by catching USDA in its unlawful act. But knowing that USDA wants to accomplish its goal of forcing the exclusive use of RFID technology and premises registration, RCAF USA is circulating a petition that American cattle producers can sign. The petition calls upon state veterinarians to protect the rights of cattle producers within their respective state by allowing cattle producers to continue choosing among the various animal identification devices that best fits their individual operations. The message is that the liberty and freedom to choose which type of animal identification device to use in any future animal identification regulation must be preserved for America's cattle farmers and ranchers. To view and sign the petition, go to www.stopmandatoryrfid.com. That's www.stopmandatoryrfid.com. With that, we're out of time. We hope you have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.